of course. Of course, right? You know, I was thinking maybe this morning we could do a bit on one of the scariest movie themes, because I watched The Omen yesterday. And that's like, hello.
Oh, I love that.
Kelly Smith, lead investigator from Winnipeg Paranormal Group, is in studio with us. We got you for a half hour, Kelly, because I know there's all kinds of stories to tell. But I tell you what, Kelly is a sweetheart. And Kelly and I, we've known each other for a few years now.
Yep.
About 2 months ago, my Auntie Sharon called me up and she said, a friend of mine is having a problem. And I said, what kind of problem? And she said, well, there's... She didn't know how to explain it to me, how to describe it without being embarrassed. But she finally said, well, she thinks there's some kind of a presence in her house, and it's causing her to lose sleep, and it's been going on for a year, and do you know anybody that could help? And I think that she had seen some of our posts, some of the posts that Kelly and I have shared on Facebook. And so I got in touch with Kelly, and you went over to her house, the friend's house, and you investigated that. And exactly what was that?
Well,
you remember.
Well, we originally were told that it had to do with a box. And it sounded like, I don't know if you've ever heard that Dybbuk box story, which is, it's a cultural story. I think it's Jewish, if I remember. But it's that some cultures believe that if there's a bad spirit, to trap it in this box, and you're not supposed to ever open the box unless you have someone of a higher faith, maybe like a priest or
somebody who knows what they're doing.
Someone who knows what they're doing.
Yep.
And your friend told us that she had opened this box, and ever since she opened this box, some things were happening. So we were like, whoa, okay, we need to go over as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We did go over, and, you know, we did our, what we usually do is the first time that we go to someone's house, we always ask a number of questions, you know, to see what's really happening. 'Cause we want to make sure, you know, is there something psychological going on? Is it natural? Or is there something more? Is this a paranormal case? And she's a lovely person.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going over, you know, to visit her. And
you've been staying in touch?
Yeah, we've been staying in touch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You're a bigger sweetheart than I thought you were.
You know, I always like to stay in touch with our clients. I've developed relationships with our clients because I want to make sure they're okay and we get to know each other. And they're just like, you know, anytime we want to come over. And she is a lovely person. The last time I went over, she's like, come on, just stay and have a beer. Will you share a beer with me? And I'm like, sure, you know. And, and I'll be going over to visit her again just to make sure everything's okay.
Did you figure out what that was? Was there anything there? Was that a problem?
Well, she didn't really want us to do a full investigation. She just wanted we just went around and we saged. We had one of our members who is actually a sensitive, who kind of senses if there's something going on. We also made her like a spray with different infusions so that she could spray to make herself, you know, feel better. And like she also went to a doctor just to rule those things out too. And
sure.
And that's always great when we go to clients who are just like, well, I'm ruling this out first.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I spoke to her on the phone. Mm-hmm. I remember her. She was, look, I don't know if I'm, and I've had experiences like that as well, where you think that you're actually losing your mind until somebody comes in and verifies, no, you're not. There is actually something going on in here, right?
Yeah.
Is there any way, I mean, and I want to get into discussing your team, the Winnipeg Paranormal Group, before the half hour is over.
Okay.
But there's so much.
There's so much.
I want to cover. Is there any way that you can expel scientifically? Because I know you guys bring some equipment in sometimes.
We do.
Is there any way that you guys can expel a spirit or whatever it is that's staining the house in that way?
We don't we don't tell people that that's what we're going to do. That we ask them at the end. We say, you know, because we go in there, we're more like ghost hunters. We do a lot of observing, mm-hmm. recording. We even use the ghost box, which is such a cool tool.
What is it? What is that?
It's a modified radio, and it goes through the radio waves, and it creates like a white noise, and you're asking questions.
Like that movie with Michael Keaton?
Yes. It's very cool. I have some EVPs that I've been looking for that we got when we were down in Michigan. Ashley, Kelly, my team members, teammates, and I went down to Michigan for a paranormal conference. And we got some really good EVPs through a ghost box session. So I'm hunting those down for you.
EVPs are things that you can't hear in real time, but when you listen back to the recording, there they are. They're answering your questions, right?
Right, right. And sometimes but on the ghost box, and this is why a gentleman developed this, Jack Sumption, he developed the ghost box because he worked on like ham radios and things, and he's like, I want to hear it outright. And so with the ghost box, you can actually hear it at the time. And there were answers. And we were like, do you have a message for us? And one of the messages were, ghosts are real. We were like, oh, that's awesome.
We got to take a break on that note. We'll come back. Thank you. The Omen. Kelly Smith, lead investigator for Winnipeg Paranormal Group, is our guest. We're coming right back.
The Shadow Davis Show on 680 CJOB.
Kelly Smith, lead investigator of the Winnipeg Paranormal Group, is our guest as we gear up for Halloween weekend here. I know Halloween's not until Monday, but this weekend is when everybody's going to be, the adults anyway, will be doing their Halloweening. And you were talking a bit about the different members of your team, Kelly, and what they contribute to what you guys do. I was fascinated about that. So you have a sensitive...
We do. His name is Scott, and he's fabulous. Like when, you know, he's had the gift since he was young. When he was younger, he could actually see the spirits, and he's been training to hone his abilities with other people who in the field who have, you know, been around or doing this a lot longer. And he's fantastic. I mean, you're only as good as your team. Ashley, Kelly, Ed, Scott. Shout out to you guys. They're fantastic. And, you know, when you're sitting in the dark for really long periods, you want to be able to trust those people and know that they have your back.
I'd say.
And that you can stand them for that long.
Scott, is that a knife in your hand, really? So he can actually sense that there's something going on in certain places. Does it work every time for him?
No, it doesn't work every time. And we even tell people when we go into a place, because they're just like, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm surprised you're not hearing anything. I said, you know what? When we go in somewhere, it doesn't mean that something's going to perform for us just right. because we're here.
Yeah.
Right. And the rest of us have found the longer that we've been doing this, the more open we've become. We've been in places where we're just like, whoa, what was that? How are we feeling this? Like Ashley and I went into one house and we were blown away because we just, she started to get sick. I was feeling physically ill. We were getting dizzy and I was just like, I don't know what's happening, but I need to walk out of this house right now. And as soon as I walked out, I felt okay. And no one else was feeling this. It was just the two of us. And we had never sensed anything before.
So what did you think that was then? Did you go and investigate that further? Or?
We did. We investigated it further. And we also had Scott come back to the house with us. And he said, yeah, there's definitely something that's not feeling well here. It didn't feel like it was harmful. I don't want anybody to cry demons or anything because we're not those kind of people who are like, oh, there's demons everywhere.
Right.
Or something that's negative. It just means that whoever passed away in there just didn't pass away in a nice fashion and
right.
and they may be stuck. You know, so I always feel for whatever might be in there. And that's when we ask, we're like, do you want us to have someone else come in, like, you know, a priest or an elder or someone to sage? And often a lot of people actually sage here, which is a very common thing in this city, and it's not that common everywhere else.
What is saging? Is it like
usually take like a white sage, and a lot of times it's white sage and sweetgrass.
You scatter that around.
And
you burn it. Yeah.
And you walk around the house, and you have to make sure you do it correctly. You have to open the windows and go to every place in the house and say positive things. And they've even, I remember seeing an article that they've proven that it's, you know, it changes the ions in the air and it changes it into a positive atmosphere.
Kelly, we have 1 minute left, sadly. I know. What do you think ghosts are? Because you use the word ghost and immediately people get spooked.
Yeah.
But what are they?
I don't really say ghosts. I always say spirits.
Mm.
And
energy.
It's energy. We're all, I mean, that's what we are. We're energy. And once this is gone, the physical, you know, we're just, that's energy.
Something has to remain behind, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's supposed to go someplace else, and maybe these spirits are trapped in a place they'd rather not be, or they don't even realize it.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
So not ghosts, just other existence.
That's what I believe. It's just another existence.
John Lennon said, death, it's just like getting out of one car and getting into another, or taking a transfer on the bus. Now you're going this way. You were going that way, but now you're going this way. Kelly, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I want to keep you for another hour, but Kim's planned other things. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly Smith, lead investigator, Winnipeg Paranormal Group. Look them up on Facebook. They're there.